Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar's in buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I'll leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Alito, Oseo, this is El Ross Smith Bay. You are tuned in live to another episode on our Talk Times of America Network. Episode 3 of the 12-part series titled Legality 101 with El Ross Smith Bay. I am your host. All right. And as always, I like to start the show off with thanking the Arc Estes for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. Ashe. Okay, with that being said, I'm going to go and give you the rules right quick. 10 minutes deep into the show, I'm going to pause and have a Q&A question and answer session. And 20 minutes in, I'm going to have another question and answer session. So there's some time for y'all to call in if you have any comments or concerns. Okay? That being said, let's do it. Previous shows leading up to this one, if you haven't already heard, the first and second show, Legality 101. It'll always help if you can catch up to this current show, if you go back and listen to the previous ones, okay? And tonight we're going to discuss some of the elements of trust law. Also going to do a little review and touch on, you know, some of the legalese, these terms at law, okay? These words of art that are used as legal designations for the oppressed people in America, so-called blacks, African Americans, Latino, Hispanic, right, Puerto Rican, etc. These legal designations that have been applied to us, and we've taken this on as an identity when they're not. They're simply legal designations, okay? The labels that are used in law. And we don't understand the meaning of these words, the etymology. Because, again, it's all about words of art. Okay? Language. You have to know the language. Can't stress this enough. Language, language, language. If you don't know the language, you won't know anything else. Any culture, if you don't know the language, period, whether it doesn't necessarily have to be verbal language, I'm talking about a body language or dealing with spiritual language or the language, the way they move, okay? There's a certain language is not just audio, something that you hear, that you say. Language is in your eyes, etc. Okay? So just keep that in mind when I say language is, it's that bridge that connects you to another people or another person. If you don't understand the language in any culture, then you really won't have any clue what is being said or what the person is trying to relate to you. So that's why language, language, language is very important, okay, and going further into this circle of language, etymology, okay, which is the true meaning of words. Not what you think they mean, but their actual true meaning, okay? And again, previous shows we went over, you know, some definition of certain legal designation, okay, such as minority, we went over the real meaning of minority, okay? You learn that a minority is someone who is legally incapable, okay? Someone who has no legal capacity, all right? You learn the true meaning of majority, someone who has full legal capacity, right? You also learn the true meaning of nationality, okay? Your political status and how your birth and heritage determines that, okay? I also went into the legal definition of statelessness or stateless, the legal definition of refugee, right? The legal definition of immigrant, okay? So if you didn't catch those two previous episodes, I suggest you go back and listen to them so we can all be on the same level, okay? Now we're going to deal with trust law, the usual elements of a trust, okay? Excuse me. Okay, I'm back. All right. Like I said, we're dealing with the usual elements of a trust. And there's four main elements, okay? Number one is the intent to create a trust, okay? A specific trust. Three is designation of the parties, right? And we went over the designation of the parties, which is what? There's the settlor, the trustee, and the beneficiary, okay? You must have those three in order for a trust to be created. That's essential. The settlor, the trustee, and beneficiary. And then a valid trust purpose. That means the trust must have be a reason for making this trust, right? You can't just make a trust and not have any type of purpose or intent, okay, upon the creation. So those are the four elements of a trust. And if you're unsure of what those three designations of in the trust, those parties, the settlor, the trustee, and the beneficiary, you know, I can always go over them again, but I covered that in the previous episode. That in mind, all right? As I continue on giving y'all some definitions and the true meaning of certain legal designations and statuses that they have applied onto us, okay? And again, many of the legal definitions that I'm reading, they're coming straight out of Black's Law Dictionary, second edition. It's online. Online version, so it's free for anyone to actually use this, okay, and find it. Now, the first definition I have for y'all of is native. What is the legal definition of native? Because we know we are the indigenous people of America. Why do I keep saying indigenous? Why don't I say native or Native American? Is it, if I want to be politically correct, don't I? Why don't I say Native Americans, right? Because I know some people may ask that. A lot of people even use that term. But what does Native really mean at law? Well, I'm about to give it to you right now. And why many indigenous tribal clans, they don't accept Native or Native American as who they are, as a description of who they are, right, as an identity. They don't accept that legal designation. And I'm going to read it and tell you why. Okay, what is the definition of native? Again, coming right out of Black's Law Dictionary, second edition. A natural-born subject or citizen. Okay? A denizen by birth. The term may also include one born abroad if his parents were then citizens of it, one who owes his domicile or citizenship to the fact of his birth within the country referred to. So essentially, in more or less words, a native is someone who is born in a country, okay? Someone who has citizenship in a country of his birth, right? That being said, this means that anyone, if you are born here, can be a native. You can be native or a Native American. All you have to do is be a natural-born subject or citizen of the United States of America Incorporated, okay? So this is why many indigenous tribal leaders and clans do not accept this designation, because native is anyone born on this soil. for instance, if there's a Japanese couple, right, and they have a daughter on American soil, guess what? That daughter is a native of America. It's a Native American. So hopefully that made it a little clearer why Native as a legal designation is improper use for the indigenous people of the Americas. And to go even deeper into the etymology of Native, okay, Native is a derivative from a Latin word, nativus, okay? And I'm going to read you that definition of nativus in a moment. And again, nativus is coming directly out of second edition Black Law Dictionary online. Okay, and Black's Law Dictionary. It says, Latin, in Old English law, a native, especially one born into a condition of servitude. One born into a condition of servitude, specifically, excuse me, a native. Specifically, one born into a condition of servitude. Okay, that one more time. Latin, in Old English law, a native, specifically one born into a condition of servitude, a born serf or villain. Okay, so again, this is dealing with etymology. It's the language. Why is it so important? Well, it's important because we know that words are things, right? Words are energy. Okay, we know words carry energy, right? And we know that there is an energy attached to every word that you utter. Okay, which means that you can cast a spell upon yourself unknowingly because you don't know the meaning of what you're even saying. Okay, and I think I'm going to pass my 10-minute mark, so we're going to pause. Now's the time. If you got any questions or comments, feel free to call in. You know what I'm saying? Got any questions, comments, the floor is open. All right. Seeing as no one didn't call in or no one made any comments or questions, I will continue on. Have about 6 minutes remaining in the show. Now I want to go back to trust law and again just review a little bit more of the elements of a trust. You know what I'm saying? We're going to deal with trust property, right? The corpus or body, the trustee. The person or entity in whom the corpus is entrusted. Beneficiaries, the persons on whose behalf the property is managed. The deed or instructions, the documents which outline the matter in which the trust property is to be dealt with on behalf of the beneficiaries. Okay. So really the top most essential element in a trust It's literally, it's the word itself, trust. You have to have trust. You have to be able to trust people and to trust yourself, right? Because you're dealing with property and you're dealing with someone else's property more than likely, okay? And they have to be able to trust you and you to trust them to actually make the right decisions, right? And we're going to get deeper into trust law and dealing with the corporation, United States of America Incorporated. We're going to get deeper into legalese and how all that is connected, because everything is connected. There's nothing that is not a part of something else. It's just a net. It's a spider web where everything is all connected. You just have to connect the dots. So that's the same thing in life. Everything is connected. No matter how random it may seem, no matter how far off it may seem, everything is connected. Everything plays its role and has its part. Okay. And there's an old saying, okay, and it goes like this. Three things cannot be hidden for long. The sun, the moon, and the truth. Okay. And with that being said, your identity is your most valuable possession. Because without it, you are no one. All right, that concludes another episode on the Talk Times of America, Legality 101, part 3 of a 12-part series. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'll be on tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. Wanishi, enjoy the rest of your night. Why though?
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place. I don't know nothing. Talk about my home. Just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. I can't name all the different places now. But I'll leave anybody out. Don't get mad because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.